So thank you. Maybe just to tie up the panel, if I could say a few words. I really appreciate the reference by my Cuban sister to colonial legacy. And I really want to echo how much of what seems bizarre or inexplicable or unfair in this conversation about economic empowerment for people of African descent is about colonial legacy, which visas are easily given, which diplomas are accredited, which colleges and universities are seen as valid. And then I would also echo that in our own country visits, in our own work, as we get more and more local, we see that these colonial mindsets, we see the legacies of colonialism really animate individual mindsets as well. We were recently in Australia and we heard about practices of othering from people who were migrants, from people who were citizens, from people who'd been there for generations. From South Sudanese refugees, we heard about the idea of othering hitting so deeply that adolescents were committing suicide, that families who had fled war were finding the social opprobrium of society to be so difficult that children, adolescents were killing themselves. Right? I often talk about some of our country visits in Europe. I often talk about how in Belgium, every single Black parent we spoke to, including ones with graduate degrees, talked about their children being diverted from university-bound education, talked about teachers pushing back on parents who were seeking more. And we've heard this in other countries as well, teachers saying to students, you don't really need to learn science, you just need to learn enough to help your parents translate the social services documents. And this is something we hear throughout Europe and the UK, not to exclude. Just to make it clear that's included. So these spaces are really driven by colonial legacy, systemic racism, and a real sense that people who are Black are tools of economic innovation rather than agents of economic innovation. And this is something we stumble across everywhere we go, and that we then see translated to bigger policy, including migration policy. I think if you do look at Haitians at the US border, you're seeing very similar issues, and that they don't necessarily reflect purely a left versus right government. That we see problematic practices in terms of just pure adherence to the Refugee Act, really governing inhumanity at the border. And we have to understand that not merely as a human rights violation, although that should be enough, but also as a determination of the economic future of a people. Not just the Haitian people, but also the American people, right? Not just the people who are receiving migrants, but also those who are migrating from fear of persecution. So with all of this, I would like to thank you. I think it's going to be an exciting week ahead. We were hoping in this panel, and I'm sorry we didn't really get as robust a conversation as we would have liked, although luckily Deputy Mayor Craig can hold it down for a panel. With all of this, we'd really like to really encourage you as we talk about these more recent manifestations and concerns to remember how present the colonial legacy is in our everyday confusions, injustices, inexplicable realities about economics for people of African descent today. Thank you very much, and we will see you tomorrow. I declare the session closed.